there. So you found your way to Wonderland.
If I were the love for a white rabbit, I'd ask the man, Adam.
Really, I didn't think that.
Ah, but that's the point. If you don't think, you shouldn't talk.
Down the rabbit hole with idiots.
Hey, miss, are you there?
I'm here.
You're there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Are you laying down already?
Yeah, and I have the microphone in my sweatshirt, so I don't have to hold it.
You've got a boob holder for your microphone?
Yep.
Mm. Well, you know, earlier tonight, I thought it would be a great idea to go to the parks, have a few beers, and come back and do a show. What do I hear in the background?
I'm turning it off. Sorry.
Are you streaming the show on
your
phone?
That was legit me, but I was trying to listen to the music before we started.
Mm. Yeah.
Don't we feel obligated to do something since we started?
I do feel obligated to do something because we... Earlier this week, I put together the funding of our show. What is it called? To be a patron for our show.
Uh-huh.
So I felt obligated to, do a show. Now, feeling obligated to do a show and actually having the capability to do a show is two different things. Because Tom had to leave, right? He has a new dog. And he had his daughter at the park with him, and he had to leave. Chris and Aaron were supposed to come up to the room with us. Shauna and Nathan, miss?
Yeah?
Are you on your phone?
I'm responding to the people in the comments.
Oh, there's people in the comments? There's people even up watching this shit? Well, I don't know. But we were supposed to do a show, and it just seems like everything turned out.
Fell apart.
Who?
It fell apart.
It fell apart, where we weren't really capable of doing a show. And miss, you're my only co-host right now, so
I know. I
be like Tom. Be like Tom and give me a news story.
The only news story I know is about that Josh kid that was at the parks today.
That's not a news story.
Oh.
That's not a news story.
I legit have been so busy. I have not even looked on any kind of social media or anything.
Well, how are we going to do a show? Because I obviously am incapable.
Well, you know what? I am not TMZ like Tom. I don't keep up with that stuff. That's what we have Tom for.
Yeah, but Tom's not here. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So you have to fill in the blanks.
I don't know what to tell you.
Well.
And we didn't do a show last week.
I know, and I feel bad about that. I feel bad about that because I created this on Podbean, where we normally podcast from, there's this thing. You just fill out all the information, and it creates a GoFundMe for your show. And
that's on Podbean?
Podbean. Podbean hosts it, and it's called being a patron of the show. So I fill out all the information to get, just get our info out there so we can have patrons to help fund the show, and then 2 weeks in a row we don't do a show because last Tuesday
we're doing one right now. So or do you not
yeah,
count
yeah,
this
we're,
as
we're
a
doing
show?
One right now, but this is a completely
bullshit show.
Yeah, pretty much. It's a completely bullshit.
But we have 27 viewers.
I know, and everybody's still at the parks. I don't know who's tuning into the show, but it's I don't know.
Oh, Shayna is coming.
Oh, Shayna and Nathan are going to come.
Yeah.
They are going to come up.
Yeah.
They know where we're at.
Yes.
Red Lion. Oh, I can't say that out loud?
You can say the hotel, but I'm not giving people my hotel room number.
Why? Nobody's going to show up.
Yes, those motherfuckers will show up.
Nobody's going to show up.
Yes, they will.
Last time we gave our number. No.
No, you better not.
Last time we gave our hotel room number, like 15 people showed up.
If all these people show up, I will literally not open the door.
Who's going to... Missy, it's 10 o'clock, and with the time change, that's 11 o'clock.
These motherfuckers would.
They're not going to show up. It's 10 o'clock on a Sunday night. Nobody's showing up.
These motherfuckers would.
What motherfuckers? Who are you talking about?
And he's like, say I won't.
Oh, I'd love to have Eddie up right now. Eddie, I ran out of alcohol, so I'm on the verge of blacking out as it is, which was a very bad idea to go live right now. But if Eddie wants to come down, he can definitely come down. Because okay, anybody that's going to hear the show, there's only how many people are listening right now?
What? Are how listening? Many, yeah. 35. We got more viewers. 35.
There's only 35 people listening. Most of these people are already at home. Okay? So most of these people are, there's no way they're going to show up to the show.
Eddie's on his way.
Okay. Eddie, it's the Red Lion Hotel.
And Missy will send you info.
And no, we can give out the hotel room number.
No, we're not.
Why?
No.
525.
You're a fucking dickhead.
525.
Fuck you.
If they show up, they show up.
If they show up, I won't let them in.
Not going to let. Who's going to show up that we don't know?
I don't know.
I guarantee you the only people that are going to show up is going to be Eddie. Just Eddie. Anyways, so, yeah, I felt totally obligated to do a show since we hit the avenues of the internet as like a bum on the side of the freeway with our hold-up sign that says, support us. Because, well, honestly, the show has been costing us a lot of money. Miss, does it cost? I don't even tell you how much it really costs us. Miss, does this show cost us?
Yes, it costs us a lot of fucking money.
How do you know?
Because I see packages coming to the fucking house 24/7.
Well, you know, it is what it is. It's just a couple dollars here and there. Anyway, so Missy, what did we do at the parks today?
Nothing.
Nothing.
We didn't ride a single ride.
No, that's not true. We got in lines for Guardian of the Galaxy.
We didn't get on a ride.
I know we got in line at Guardians of the Galaxy, and then we convinced us to get out. Yeah, but why did we get in line at Guardians of the Galaxy
because
Disney's California Adventure?
Because Vino and Fernando wanted to get on the ride, and I told them I would, thinking, who's calling me?
Oh, I got Jesse Flo calling me. Hold on. Let me get this on speaker. Hold on.
It's Jesse.
What's up, Jesse?
Is he? Wait, I'm on there too.
To send a voicemail, press 2.
No, I'm on there.
Oh, this is a clusterfuck already.
Wait, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
I got a call from Jesse, but he hung up.
Me too, literally at the same time.
How do we both get a call?
I don't know.
Call Jesse back, put him on speakerphone. Jesse,
Stan just sent me a picture of a bunch of people coming our way.
Oh no!
He did.
For real?
Swear to God.
Hold on, hide all my valuables. I don't want anybody stealing my shit.
Okay, call Jesse Flo back.
Yeah, call him back and put him on speaker. Because honestly, I'm way too drunk to do a show, and I don't have any co-host.
I'm your co-host.
Well, I know you're such a dick. No. It's not about being a dick, but you're like laying it down. You're laying down. You're going to be asleep in about 45 seconds.
Where would you like me to sit?
I don't know. I just wanted to come on air real fast.
You're saying I'm not a co-host because I'm laying on the bed?
No, you're a co-host, but what I'm saying is I just wanted you. I don't know. I just wanted to get on air for like 30 seconds real quick, tell everybody that we're too fucked up to do a show, and.
And now you have a shit ton of fucking people coming.
Who all's coming? There's a lot of people coming, for real?
I'm not fucking joking.
It's fucking... Hold on. It's 10:05 p.m. And with time change, it's basically 11 o'clock. A bunch of people are coming to our hotel room right now?
Yes.
Oh, no. No, this isn't good. Like I said, I was on the verge of passing out, so I really don't... You really think they're being for real? A bunch of people are...
I'm dead fucking serious.
The only people I want up here are Aaron, Chris, and Eddie, and Kimmy. What are you laughing for?
You want me to tell you who's in the photo?
Who's in the photo with what?
The one that Stan sent me.
Stan sent you a photo of who all's coming up?
All the people that was heading our way.
Yeah, but don't these people have jobs? Don't they have to work in the morning? What are they doing coming up to our hotel room?
I guess fucking not. I thought I was the only one that had like the most flexible...
So who all's coming up right now? Come on. Hurry up. Dead air. This is a radio show.
Who's coming up? Jenny Frankie.
I thought they were going back to the parks. They're coming back.
She literally just texted me. And it looks like... That looks like Maverick, Michelle. I don't know who that is.
We got people coming up to a room that we don't even know who they are.
Well, the problem is I'm looking from behind.
What do you mean you're looking from behind?
Stan sent me a photo of a group of rabbits, but from behind, and I don't recognize some of these rabbits. Oh, I think that might be, I don't know, no idea.
Anyhow. Well, first problem is, you should know who's in our club, even if it's a behind shot.
No.
She no. should. She
Stop
should.
It. No, I should
and
not.
For those of you that are listening that have no idea what we're talking about, we are part of a, well, we actually run, Missy runs, a Disneyland social club. I can tell I'm drunk because my tongue, when I try to say Disneyland, it's going numb. Disneyland, Disneyland. Yeah, I'm totally way too faded to be even attempting to do a show right now.
But
Tom was supposed to be here right now.
We set up all this shit.
I know. I set it up earlier because I knew I was going
to get... And that's why we were late. And we're never late. Yeah.
Well, late to what?
To our meetup.
Okay, now we're talking about a bunch of shit where the listeners... Okay, you have to realize we're in the big time now.
We're in the big time now because we got some fucking donations.
No. It's not about the donations. But our show is getting about 250 or so downloads a day.
Okay.
And it's from people that are not in the social club scene. So when we talk about social club shit, they have no idea what we're talking about.
Okay. So I can't talk about the social club scene.
No. You can, but you have to explain what the fuck we're talking about.
Okay.
And the alcohol's kicking
so
in.
You're so confused right now. Well,
yeah. I am. So anyways. So basically, we're staying down in Anaheim tonight.
This is kind of romantic.
It's well, you better not get too romantic because you got like 40 people showing up to our room at any second. So anyways.
Can they at least bring us some alcohol?
Yeah, I'm totally out of alcohol.
Just vodka and Sprite.
No, I would go for that.
There's a fridge.
Yeah, I know we have a fridge. But hold on. This show isn't making sense, so we can't just talk about alcohol and people showing up.
Okay.
Missy, explain the situation. Hold on. I'll put the camera on you.
Wait, what situation?
The situation.
Of what?
For people that are not involved in the social club scene, you have to explain to them what's going on and where we are and what are we doing.
Oh, so I have to set it up.
Yeah, set it up.
I don't know. We're a freaking social club, a Disneyland social club.
What's a social club?
A group of people that meet at a children's amusement park.
That sounds like pedophiles, but go ahead.
And we meet two Sundays a month. And today was one of those meetup days.
Yes, and so we decided to get a hotel room tonight, so we're going to stay down here. And since we can't do a show on Tuesday, why can't we do a show on Tuesday?
Because we have family coming in or your best friend coming in.
Yes,
from out of
my
town.
Best friend.
So
from...
we are spending the whole week with them.
Yes, so we can't do a show on Tuesday. And I felt obligated to do a show because I signed up on our Podbean whatever for some patron thing which guarantees that people support us
because we
once
are
a month.
Legit now.
Yeah, we're about
in
as
a hotel
legit.
Room.
Yeah, we're about as legit as a illegal immigrant hooker. But yeah, we're legit from a hotel room. So a bunch of people are obviously on their way up, and I don't know. I really don't have much to say. I really just want to go to bed. But you have people coming up to the room.
I fucking have people. You're the one that gave the fucking room number, not I, sir.
Well, yeah, but that was just for.
Like I was legit ready to get in my jammies.
Well, I mean, I guess we could still get in our jammies.
You know, jammies.
Yeah, I've been up for about 48 hours. I worked last night. I worked this morning. And I know that's the story of my life. And everybody that's listening is like, yeah, yeah, shut the fuck up, Jake. You're always complaining about how much you work and blah, 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 blah. But seriously, I've been up for about 48 hours. The only thing I ate today is when I got to Disney California Adventures and I had a pretzel.
And you had an apple.
I had an apple, a pretzel with cheese.
And pizza press.
Oh, we did eat pizza press.
You literally just ate pizza press like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, well, because I had about 6 beers or 7 beers before that, so I kind of forgot. So, wait a minute. What I want to know is Shauna and Nathan...
They were on their way up. They were parking.
They're parking? Where are they going to park at?
I don't know. I don't ask questions.
Well, for anybody that's listening, it's 10 and 11 at night, and... if you want to roll down to the Red Lion, what is this, Red Lion Hotel?
Mm-hmm.
This hotel is kind of shitty. I mean, we already paid for the room, right?
So yeah.
They can't do anything about it. Yeah, this room is definitely fucking shitty as fuck. I'm looking over at the window sill next to the window. Miss, did you see this? Where like the
fake
whatever the fuck this is on the walls? I guess it's like some
wallpaper.
Wallpaper is peeling up over the air conditioner. And that light, dude, this is a shitty hotel.
Alex is telling me to charge people $5 to come in.
All right, miss. When anybody shows up, you man the door and you charge them $5 to get in.
You don't think I will?
Maybe you will.
Oh, I so will.
Well, we got to make money at this somehow. Where's Chris and Aaron? I want to see Chris and Aaron. I want the baby
up
here.
Let me text them.
Yeah. This is the world's most shittiest podcast ever. I don't even know why we're doing it right now. Miss, what are you doing?
I'm messaging people back.
No.
You invite all these fucking people and then you expect them not to know or ask, like, that's someone.
Missy, somebody's knocking on the door.
I'm legit attached to my microphone.
Hold on. Oh, you actually have the microphone down your shirt. What the hell?
I wasn't joking.
Who the fuck does that?
Me. That was smart, wasn't it?
Well, genius. Hold on. Take the mic with you. Where are you going? All right.
I have to charge these people $5.
Charge them. Hold on. I don't have a camera on you, but charge them $5. I can hear you. Hang on.
It's just me.
It's $5 to get in.
It's just me.
Who
it's
is it?
Still $5 to get in.
Did you get the $5?
They won't give me $5.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Hold on.
No, but, like, you legit brought, like, off your wall.
Yeah,
I was talking about a digital image, but this will work. Hang on. Give that here. Hold on. There's two microphones right there. Grab them. Hang on. Oh, this is, I've been wanting to talk about this. Hold on. Grab that mic right there. All right, check that for me. Say something.
I wasn't kidding. Hello? I was really comfortable.
All right, so you got Tom's mic, and give the other one to your wife.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, hello.
Okay, so I don't have cameras on you guys. So anyways, all right, who's here with me right now?
Shanna and Nathan.
Okay, now you guys have been white rabbits. Hold on, let me see. Miss?
What?
Hold on, let me see if I can move this camera.
I'm back off in me. Position here. I can't move.
Hold on. All right. So you guys were just at the parks. Oh, okay. That works for you guys. You guys are kind of there. It's kind of fucked up, but this is a fucked up show.
I can come sit over here.
Go ahead. Yeah. Yeah. Sit right next to me. All right. So you guys have been a part of the White Rabbit Social Club for how long?
3 months.
Two, 3 months.
2 or 3 months?
Yeah.
Okay. And I noticed something the other day. God. I wish I had a digital version.
Actually, I noticed and I screenshotted it and sent it to Jake while he was at work.
Hold on. Let me get my camera angle switched over. Hang on.
Yeah, that's straight off our wall because we don't have digital images.
Okay. Yeah, I was not planning on actual photos showing up. All right. So I don't know if you can see this. Oh, hold on. The light's reflecting. Let me get this right. Hold on. I got to get it just right. Okay. I don't know if you guys can see this photo, but this is their wedding.
Okay, wait.
Hold on. I don't mean to laugh to be rude. But
okay.
Okay, but this is their wedding photos. And for those of you... Miss?
Babe, you're not even showing it.
Yes.
Like, move it down some. I don't want to see your head.
I can't help it. Hold on.
Do you need help,
though? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. All right, so this is their wedding photo. Miss, for people that are listening that don't see the video.
Here, give it to me. I'll put it on this one.
Describe this
and then
this
send
wedding
it this way.
Photo that is going
send
on.
Send the camera my way.
All right, I got the camera on you. But Miss, I need you to describe
I'm going to.
All right, you're way too far back. Nobody can see that. You got to hold it way closer. Way closer.
There you go, ready?
Way closer.
So, can you see the pictures now?
Okay.
Can you see them?
Wait.
Okay, so here's one.
Oh,
let
there we
her
go.
Describe them. It's her wedding photo.
This is me and Nathan, like, freaking. We're dressed up like a king and queen. It's Halloween at Excalibur in Las Vegas, okay?
Okay, I legit asked if it was Halloween. So, it was Halloween.
Here's the we got married right on there. The 30th.
Okay, people were like, no, they didn't get married on Halloween. I was like, I'm pretty sure they got married on Halloween. You guys did. Okay.
We did, yeah. We got married on the 30th.
At the Excalibur in Vegas.
That's correct, yeah.
This is us at our freaking... our bridal party, okay?
Did you guys rent these from there, or did you guys already have them?
No,
like, bought them
from there. It was part...
Yeah, oh, it's part of the package. No shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then here's our little kids when they were teeny tiny, like all dressed in their normal crap.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's kids here. I always forget.
That's nobody can see that.
And then there's us and our little, we're so cute. Okay.
So anyways, you guys got married.
At the Excalibur in Vegas, and that was part of your package.
Yeah.
That's correct.
For
were you guys?
So they have like a medieval times package?
No.
Okay. Well, it was...
Hold the mic up to your face.
Okay.
Come on.
So we are total like fucking Renaissance geek freaks. Okay.
Yeah, but that was before Renaissance.
But it wasn't for me.
Quit making excuses.
It wasn't for me. But anyway, so I'm like, oh, it's Halloween, and then I'm like, let's get married, and then it's like, let's do it at Excalibur because it's cheap, and then I was like, I don't want to buy a wedding dress, and then I looked into it, and they rented costumes, and I was like, yes.
Wait a minute. Hold.
It's funny how the story changes over the years.
Yeah, to mellow it out, right? Yeah, in reality, it was like, what? I can dress as a medieval prince? Fuck yeah!
That wasn't me. No, I didn't want to do that shit.
All right, okay, let's rewind the story. Because, first off, how did you guys meet to begin with?
Okay, so me and my friend Stacy were doing a sociology experiment, and... we made up this person and put an ad in the Penny Saver.
Okay, now hold on. Explain the Penny Saver, because most people that are listening have no idea what the Penny Saver
is. It used to be like the classified ads for different stuff and like yard sales and all that crap.
It's like Craigslist on paper.
Thank you. Exactly.
Yeah, pretty much.
And so we put this ad in there, like made up a person because we wanted to see what kind of people like actually respond to those ads.
All right, hold on. So you're in a sociology. I'm way too fucked up to say sociology. So you're in a sociology class, and you make up an ad to put in the Penny Saver, which is like the print version of Craigslist.
Yes.
And this ad, what was your objective of this ad?
To see the type of people that actually respond to those kind of like dating site website things.
Okay. And we got and you were the okay.
Well, right. I'd been I just moved to Orange County.
Yeah.
And I was living with my brother.
Lonely as fuck, obviously.
Exactly. I didn't know anybody. I literally knew nobody.
Where were you from?
I grew up in not too far, but I grew up in Arcadia, Pasadena, Temple City, but didn't know anybody out here.
Right.
And was just sitting at home with my brother smoking weed every day. God. Bored as hell. And, was just looking for something to do. And
Okay. So what did the ad, what do you remember? What did the ad say?
It said, like, you know, punk rock chick, like blonde hair, green eyes, like totally not even me, right? Like this total.
But you were a punk rock chick.
Yes.
But you weren't blonde hair, green
or
eyes.
Green eyed or any of that shit. But like just a bunch of nonsense. Wants to hang out,
so
do
you
whatever,
were catfishing.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, whatever. But it was.
I don't even know what that term
was. Never, we were never going to like call the people or respond to it. But then like Nathan called like three or four times and left these.
Three or four times.
Yeah. And like the first message he got cut off. So he was like, oh, sorry about that. Blah, 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 blah. And then like he called a couple more times and he sounded so sad.
Wait, was he leaving voicemails?
Yeah.
And so what was he saying on the voicemails?
Just like, hey, my name's Nate. I'm new to town. Just, you know.
I'm into punk rock, blonde hair, green eyed chicks.
Thing, just new to the city, trying to find some friends, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then like, and then he sounded so lonely and stuff. But, so my friends all call him.
but they didn't call for like 6 months after.
Months. Wait a minute. This ad went up and you responded, but you guys didn't respond back till six like months later? Three months. That's still a long
the holidays,
time.
And it was all Christmas, and then I finally like was like,
so oh, wait a minute. It. Why did you hold on? So you had voicemails from him.
Mm-hmm.
And other dudes.
And what were some of the other voicemails?
Oh, hey, man, totally looking to party. What's going on? You know, just stupid shit like that.
So what made you respond back to him?
Because he sounded so sad.
He sounded sad.
Like a lost puppy?
Like a lost puppy, exactly.
So I'm then, sorry. I'm just... That's
so you sounding sad got you laid. I mean, hold on. Well,
don't worry about it.
Yeah. But eventually.
So, like, I called him and I was like, hey, what are you doing? And then he's like, well, let's go bowling. So
but see, I had, at the time, I had absolutely no recollection of what the ad said because it had been 3 months.
3 months. Yeah. You just responded. You called like four times. You didn't get a response.
And I was like,
What? Okay, so you called the first time and you left a message. Okay.
Right.
How many days before you call back again?
No, it was all one.
Just
time.
Four random calls. Boom, boom,
and
boom.
Kept no, getting cut off or like whatever.
No, it wasn't random. It was just it. Like she said, it was like me calling and going, "Oh, you know, hey, my name's Nathan." Whatever. And then I like fucked up. So then I thought I was
hanging up. Like you would fucking save it and do it again.
Yeah, yeah,
so, yeah. And that phone call cost me like $30.
Wait a minute.
Were you on a pay phone?
No. But
like when you call to respond to those things, they charge like $1.99 a minute or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Like the people, a sex hotline or something.
Kinda. The people placing the people placing the ads did it for free.
Okay.
But the people who responded to the ads
had to pay.
Had to pay. Like 99 cents or $1.99.
So you're in it. And what year was this?
97. Yeah.
So in 1997, you're dropping $30. To talk to a voicemail to some blonde-haired, green-eyed punk rock girl.
Right.
And you never got a response.
Never. I told you. I was desperate. I was dying. I mean, I kid you not, I was sitting at my house with my brother every day after work smoking weed. There's only so much of that. And back then, I used to like to smoke weed, but there's only so much of that you can do before it's like, I got to do something else.
I need to spend $30 on a phone call.
Well, I didn't know anybody. I literally knew nobody out here.
So you moved from Arcadia to Orange County.
Correct.
Well, how many miles is that? It's not like...
No, it's not, but on a daily basis, I'm not going to drive out to Arcadia every day to go hang out with my friends. I would do that on the weekends. And I'd drive down there on the weekends and I'd hang out with my friends. But during the week, I was bored as fuck.
Okay. All right.
So it for me, it was literally trying to find somebody that I could do something with. And I didn't necessarily call the ad because of blonde hair. I called it because green eyes.
Green eyes. You have a thing for green eyes.
Which she doesn't have.
What color are your eyes?
They're brown.
Brown.
Did you feel catfished?
No.
Oh, shit. We got another knock on the door. Miss, go into the door real quick.
Everybody better get your $5 out.
I can't say I feel catfished because I didn't remember who the ad was for.
All right, so you're busy. You drop $40. This is 1996, 97. You drop $40 on phone calls to talk to this person that is a green-eyed, blonde-haired punk rock girl.
Mm-hmm.
you drop $40, no response immediately, right?
Nope,
at all.
Nope.
And then 3 months later,
I call it and I'm like, hey. And he goes, who the fuck is this? And I'm like, oh, it's, I'm all, oh, it's Shanna. Who? I'm like, you put, you responded to the ad from the thing.
And then I was like, oh, okay. And but then, I still didn't remember who the fuck it was.
Right.
Well, so, how many calls were you putting out?
I know. What the
hell? Hold on. See, this is the thing. This wasn't the only phone call.
No, it wasn't.
No. Of course it wasn't.
But nobody else responded either.
How much?
Like, sad. They didn't want some sad puppy. They wanted a man. Wait,
how much money do you think you put out on phone calls to random people in the Penny Saver?
I don't know.
Enough to remember any.
Okay, about how
I
many,
told you I was desperate.
Yeah, obviously you were. About how many people do you think that you were dropping $1.99 a minute to leave shitty voicemails where you didn't even...
Not many. It was probably...
Like five?
No. It's less than five. It was probably maybe three or four.
Four. So your phone calls to her cost you $40. Let's multiply that by four.
Yeah, four. I didn't spend that much time on every call.
You didn't?
No.
Well, what made her call so special?
Okay, like,
that
for example, how would you leave a voicemail? Like, hey, this is Nathan.
Yeah, just
I'm responding to your ad.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, and then I thought I fucked it up, so then I thought I was hanging up, but I wasn't.
I thought I was deleting it to start over, but no.
But yeah, so she calls me up and she says, well, what do you want to do? And I said, I don't know. Let's go bowling.
Bowling.
So that was our first date. It was bowling.
Was it cosmic bowling or just regular bowling?
The place that does cosmic bowling, but it was like a not cosmic bowling.
Mm. And then Shanna stepped over the foul line and slipped and fell on her ass.
Oh.
See, and I was older than he was, so I bought the pitcher of beer that he could not drink.
Oh, wait. Oh, hold on.
What?
Get that mic up to your face.
You weren't even legal?
No.
Wait a minute. So how old were you guys?
I was 21, but he was only 20.
I was 20, and she was 20.
Oh, okay.
Close enough. You're 20 years old. You were 21. Mm-hmm. So you scoop him up with your ad that says you had blonde hair and green eyes, and he shows... Oh, okay, so first off, you show up. You guys confirm...
He shows up at my door.
You guys confirm that you're going to go bowling. Did you already tell him that you were not blonde-haired and green-eyed? No. You just let him hang.
Yeah.
You show up at her door to pick her up to go cosmic bowling.
Yeah, but I didn't remember who the hell.
Okay, all right.
The Clearies.
So she answers the door, and it's a dark-haired, dark-eyed.
Yeah, but again, I
you didn't remember.
I didn't remember.
So it didn't matter.
It didn't matter. I was just happy to be going.
You were just happy for somebody that actually picked up the phone.
Yeah, and fucking called me back.
They called you back.
He's like, $40 finally freaking paid off.
All right, so you paid $40 in phone calls to meet Shayna and go bowling.
That's right.
And then I fell on my ass.
And then you fell on your ass. Okay. So how long did you guys date before your medieval times wedding?
We dated for, what, eight?
Well, it's 20 years in 21 years we'll be together in February.
And we've been married for 13. So it was
We had both of our kids and all that stuff before we got married.
Oh, yeah. You had both your keys, your keys.
Kids?
Yeah. This is a great idea doing a show this late at night on Sunday. You had both your kids together?
Yeah. Both our kids are our kids.
So both of your kids are your kids, but you guys dated from 21 to 13 years. That's, I don't know, Chris, what is that?
I was 29, he was 28 when we got married.
But you met him when you were 21 and he was 20.
Right.
So you're together for a good 8 years.
Before we got married.
Before you got married.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. That's about it.
And then you guys decided to... So when did Dungeons & Dragons come into play regarding your wedding photos?
That's his thing, not mine.
That's your thing.
No bullshit.
Oh, come on. You paid like $300 on phone calls to like empty people to...
No, see, I didn't...
Here, I got a phone number you can call at $30 a minute. And it's a blonde-haired, green-eyed punk rock girl. Yeah, just leave me some voicemails. I'll charge you.
Right.
Sponsor well, we the got show the blonde-haired, green-eyed girl. I'm just not punk rock.
There we go.
No, not at all.
But
I don't think we would appreciate it if he called you up on the phone. And was like, hey,
she wanted.
This is
no,
Nate.
We're charging him.
She
for
wanted
the podcast,
to do an Elvis wedding.
Hold on. Seriousness.
Yeah, she wanted to do an
Elvis
wedding.
Let's bring this back down to reality because we're talking about serious romance right here.
There's. I am being serious. She wanted to do an Elvis wedding.
I wanted to do the fat Asian Elvis.
The fat Asian Elvis.
He has to be Asian.
Oh shit! We got more people showing up. We got Josiah, baby sister, Jenny, Frankie, Kimmy, Eddie, Aaron, Chris, Shayna, Nathan, and
Madison.
We can
Madison.
Move the frame, yeah. And you guys could sit over there.
These are the silly pictures that they're talking about, by the way.
Yeah, hold on. Frankie, grab that mic. Turn that mic on right behind you. And I can't get you on camera, but hold on.
You can get him on camera over here if he sits over here.
No. Frankie, check out those pictures. What do those pictures make you think, Frankie?
I've never been to medieval times.
Hold on, that mic's on. Hang on. Say it again, Frankie.
I've never been to medieval times.
I've never been to medieval times.
Whoa, I hear it. Echo as fuck. Hold on. Hang on. I don't know. I'm too drunk to figure that out. I don't know why your microphone has a major echo on it. Frankie, yeah, so you look at their wedding photos, what does that make you think?
Yeah, medieval times, or yeah, some King times. Arthur shit.
I swear, dude, there's some effect on right now. I'm in like the
maybe
twilight
because
zone.
He has
you guys
some...
can't hear it.
No.
He's going, I swear, medieval times, medieval times. Oh, I don't even know what Mikey's on. Hold on, huh? That's insane. Hold on, let me do this. Frankie, say something real quick.
Something real quick.
Oh, I got it. I killed it. We're good. That's kind of cool. It's like an acid trip. Yeah, so Frankie, you never been to medieval times?
No.
Do you feel like you just went?
Yeah. There's no horses and shit. You know, it's kind of similar.
Nah, well, I don't know what Spike said.
No tattoos either. I don't see them anywhere.
Wow.
Well, they're all tattooed.
Well, we're completely covered from head to toe, though. But see, I, you know, like I was saying, she wanted to do the total fat Elvis wedding, and I wanted nothing to do with that.
So, wait a minute. You guys were together for 8 years.
Yes.
Okay, and so you guys just decide to go to Vegas to get married, or was it just a random trip?
No, the plan was to get married. The plan was to get married on
actual
Halloween, but my father, who paid for the wedding, said, if you want me to be there... Because Halloween fell on a Sunday, my dad had to work, all this nonsense, and my dad said, if you want me to be there for the wedding, then you got to get married on the 30th. So we ended up getting married on the 30th.
Why was he being such a tight ass about you guys get married on the 30th and not the 31st?
Well, because he had to work.
He had to work on Monday.
On Monday. And Halloween fell on a Sunday.
On a Sunday.
And he lives out here, so he didn't want to have to be in Vegas on a Sunday and drive home and then...
He wanted to have some time to chill, you know?
Yeah. All right, so he's like, you guys want to do a Halloween wedding? That's cool, but you got to do it on Halloween Eve.
If we wanted my father to be there.
If you wanted your father to be there.
And I wanted my father to be there.
Now, what did your father dress up as for he didn't dress up as
no,
like
it was
a horse
just us
or
four. No, just us.
Just
four.
Us in the bridal party.
In the bridal party.
Yeah.
It was
and his best man wore this freaking chainmail headdress thing and he looks like fucking
getting fucking crowded.
Oh shit! Who? Else? Oh man! Yeah, we just got a bunch more people. Oh, Stan, Angel,
what are you doing?
Big John back there. Hold on, fuck man! Hold on, let me get my camera real quick.
My room number on fucking.
Hold on, let me get my camera real quick.
I'm gonna put my room number out on the internet.
Everybody, wave that who showed up at the hotel room. Yeah, and Harper, where Harper's over there.
Harper looking stiff right now.
Yeah, so we've got a...
You guys can go, like, all the way in if you want.
Yeah, I don't know. How many people do we have in here? Frankie, how many people are in here?
Okay,
about
20-something. We got 20 people in a little tiny hotel room. Yeah, this is like the stupidest idea ever.
We just finished the 5 minutes.
This idea is about as stupid as starting a social club. Oh, the angle's all fucked up.
18?
18 people in a little tiny hotel room. Oh, you brought a whole box of goldfish.
Yeah, but
And you changed clothes. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait, you went home?
No, I went to Josiah's house.
Where does Josiah live?
Fullerton?
The address is 167 I. Yeah.
Can somebody
Avenue.
Give his at? Where's he at right now? Oh, is he back there? Oh, there he is. I can't even see him, man. Frankie's olive green fucking Brussels sprout outfit is in the way, so I can't see it.
I skinned the leprechaun.
Hey.
Oh, anyways. Well. Oh, yeah, this is a fucking bad idea. A really bad idea. Now I feel like I need to entertain, and there's nothing I really have to say, so.
Your entire audience is, like, watching.
Who?
Your entire audience. Like all
37
viewers.
Yeah, all 37 on Sunday
night. They're all
in here. Yeah, they're all in here. They're all watching on their phones right here. So anyways, so you have your wedding on Halloween Eve.
Yep.
And, I mean, were you into LARPing or anything, live action role playing, anything?
Not
you
really.
Are.
Wait, you are?
You are into LARPing?
I was.
You were?
Yes.
Like, were you in a LARP, live action role playing? Right, you. That means you dress up like Dungeons and Dragons or whatever, and you live action role play. You've never heard of live action role playing? No.
I don't, Maddie. It's okay, sweetie.
What?
She's directing.
Oh, you're trying to direct this? I can't say shit, but crap show? Yeah, good luck with that, Maddie, because this is the worst show you've ever seen in your life. Chris, you've never heard of live-action role-playing?
Really?
Yeah. You have
to. What is that?
Shayna, explain live-action role-playing.
Yeah. So,
Mike to...
The kid, Aaron Wurzberger.
No. That's furry fucking. Oh. That's completely different.
There's nothing with animals.
No, what is live action role playing?
So, like, my live action role play thing was, like, we did more like the Vampire the Masquerade and, like, the Changeling, like, the fairy stuff and all that stuff. We didn't do, like, Dungeons and Dragons and, like, that weird stuff.
She just said that we did what you said we did. Hold on.
Vampire the
you
Masquerade.
Did Vampire Masquerades.
Yes.
So many questions.
And all
like,
this other shit.
White Wolf.
I think Frankie has
but you didn't
a
do
question.
But you didn't do the weird shit. She just she rambles off like the top 10 weirdest shit you can be into.
Is that
and
like
says,
Twilight?
But we didn't
like,
do the weird
I'm
shit.
So confused.
Hold on. Say that, Chris.
Is that like Twilight? I'm so confused.
No.
Way
no,
before
no, no,
Twilight.
No.
So hold on, hold on. Let's get back to the live action role playing. So you would go and go hang out with your friends.
Yeah, we'd go out and like there's like tabletop board games and books and all this stuff like that. You know, teaches you like you know how to like
they, how to be a nerd.
Like basically like a video game.
How to not
like,
get laid and put an ad on Pity Saver.
You know, hey, but you know, we were like, it was all like band geeks and like you know all the freaking loser kids at school. We all hung out and freaking. Did drugs and freaking live action role played.
So you're sitting there, tripping on mushrooms, smoking weed, and just live action
vampires
role playing.
Out in the forest.
You're a vampire.
Absolutely.
Sounds awesome to me. Chris, you down?
I don't get it.
You don't get it?
No, I don't understand at all.
But no, seriously, there's like these books that. Yeah,
why
no.
not just do?
Was it sexual?
No, not at all.
So you,
Eddie, have you ever heard of this before? So like Eddie has the same look I do. Eddie has the same look I do.
I'm so confused. It's not like.
You ever heard of this?
It's not like sexually role playing, but it's just like role playing.
Yeah, so like it's almost like being in like a movie, but no cameras and directors and whatever. So you have your characters and your parts, and you make like a list of like your
like
attributes.
Like that stuff that McLovin used to do in that one movie. What was that movie where like. Yeah.
Renaissance
fair. Yeah,
yes,
like
exactly.
That. Got it. Yeah, all right.
Yes, but more so we have like, it's based on like a book series that like, it's a game that you also can play on a tabletop with like, you know, freaking dice.
So you guys like played by chapter of a book?
Kind of, yeah.
So you guys would like take a chapter of a book and role play the chapter
of the
book?
Not so much the chapter. Like the chapters were about different characters and types.
Okay.
And you would pick a character and a type. and then you would go out and you would be that character type. I don't know how to explain it.
The easiest way to describe it is if you ever played Dungeons and Dragons.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a board game.
Okay.
So
Jumanji the shit pretty
much.
Jumanji.
Okay, okay. Can I ask a quick question? Raise the hands who's ever played Dungeons and Dragons.
Hold on. Who's raising their hand? Wait a minute. Angel, Aaron, Shana, Nathan.
You played it?
Aaron, you've played Dungeons and Dragons. You came from like a Catholic schoolgirl shit.
That's exactly that
was evil
why.
That was evil as fuck to play Dungeons and Dragons. Yes, it was.
No, it was evil to play the Ouija board, but not the Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, but we still talk about like there's four people of like 35 that have raised their hands right now.
Four people. I can't believe Aaron played Dungeons and Dragons because I came from a very religious background. And you were going to hell if you played Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh my God, the Demogorgon is going to take you to hell.
It might have been Dungeons and Dragons or it might have been Super Mario Kart. I'm not too sure, but I know one of those, I was going to hell if I played it. Well, Angel, you come from a very religious background. You played Dungeons and Dragons? You have?
At school?
At school. Like a group of people would play it, and they're also into like Magic of the Gatherings and stuff like that. So yep. They just like play like...
Well, I never played any of that geeky shit.
I never like, played the card games or anything so, like that. But just, like, well, we played the White Wolf stuff, like the Changeling. We played the Vampire the Masquerade.
I was like famous for
we did the Werewolf like and stuff.
I'm legit confused right now.
I'm going to bring you some books.
I'm legit drunk right now. So.
I don't read books.
I'll show you. They're like...
Picture books?
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
I like graphic novels.
Now, I always thought those were the games that
graphic
like, you
graphic novels picked on those kids. And
that you picked on those kids? Well, yeah. Angel, were you pretty nerdy in school?
Everyone was at my school because my school is a private school. And
I went to a private school. I wasn't nerdy.
It was 7th through 12th grade, and there was only 200 students. So, like, everyone was just very sheltered.
I was very sheltered. I also went to a private school.
I went to Albus Catholic.
I did not play that game.
Well, I only set up two cameras, but I only expected three people in here tonight. So if I would have known we were going to have 18 or something, I would have... What about... Do you have school tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yes?
I have school tomorrow, yes.
Oh, I feel like a bad...
We have two youngins in here.
Two youngins? Well...
Oh, yeah. She's here, too.
Oh. Well, three. Harper's
three. Here. Oh, yeah. Harper, too.
Harper doesn't have to go to school
she
tomorrow.
Have school
and
tomorrow.
Angel, do you have to drive back to Yucaipa tonight? Yes, all the way to Yucaipa. And what time do you have to be at school tomorrow?
5 at night.
Oh, 5 at night?
Yeah.
Okay, you're fine.
Oh, yeah.
Did you go to church today?
Yes.
What? I went to church today.
Okay.
You know, we were hanging out at the parks today. And there was an issue a while back.
I'm so drunk.
can I tell a fun story?
Hold on. Well, okay. I was gonna tell a story, but go ahead, Chris. Tell your fun.
Erin had her first like mom's night out last night.
Hold on. Let me get my camera over here so we can actually see who's here. Oh shit.
So I got a phone call. So I leave work about 7 o'clock every night when I leave work and. I call Aaron, as I always do, as I'm getting out of the parking lot. And Aaron tells me, it's mom's night, I'm going out. I go, what's
mom's night.
Yeah. And so it was Aaron's first night out last night without Harper. And so I was warned, you better get dinner and you better get your own drinks before you get home. So I had to get a little drive-thru action, little bottle of wine for myself.
Wine? When did you start drinking wine?
I drink wine at home all the time.
Yeah?
My thing.
Okay.
So I walk in the door last night, and literally Aaron's like, I'm gone.
Peace.
So,
and she left you with baby Harper.
Yeah, which is cool.
I mean, it's your daughter.
Was it your first?
It's not my first, but part of the longest.
Okay.
And so I put Harper to bed about 11:30. Aaron walks in, shmammered, about 12:30, and it turns
Aaron.
Out...
Aaron, where did you go last night?
I went to...
Miss, give Aaron the mic.
Hold on,
I got to go over here.
Is it under me?
Hold on. Aaron, where did you go last night? Hold on, I'm zooming in on your polka dot pant ass.
I went to 2nd Street in Long Beach.
Scoot back a little bit so I can see Aaron. Because Aaron's totally hiding behind you right now.
Yeah, I'm hiding.
So you went to 2nd Street.
Yeah.
with some Shannon. Of your hoe friends.
Yeah, well, they're moms too.
Yeah. Are they all lactating like you?
Yes. It was like bad moms.
It was bad moms. How many of you girls leaked through your shirts last night?
Two of us. Legit.
So you guys all go out.
Yeah.
Titty squirting.
Yes. we had our own wet t-shirt contest going on.
Oh my God, that's just gross.
Hey, and the best part is that she ends up at Pizza Press by herself by the end of the story.
Okay, so you guys all go out down to downtown Long Beach, right?
No. Not downtown.
Second Street.
Not downtown.
What the fuck is Second Street?
It's, well, we took you guys.
Yeah.
It's Long Beach-ish.
Well, no, downtown and, totally and Belmont different. Shore is totally different.
Yeah, Belmont
totally
Shore. Different.
Downtown is like... Jason. You don't want to go.
All right. Yeah. So you left Chris with the baby.
Yes.
You went out with tits out, milk out.
Yes.
And you went to the bar.
Yeah.
And you pumped before, right?
No.
No, you didn't.
No, that's because why I was leaking.
That's either security telling us to shut the fuck up or there's somebody or it's coming.
Josh. Oh, I think we have security here. Who is it?
Went home.
Who is it? We got security at the hotel.
Austin Harper's boyfriend.
Yeah, right.
Hold on. I'm sure we just got fucked right now. Hold on.
Harper's boyfriend's in the house.
Hold on. Somebody else is coming in. Or we just they got totally.
Somebody else.
Oh, no. It's more people.
Oh,
come on
in. It's Jesse and all people.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. We just got more people coming in. There's Jesse. And his
lady. We can talk about Jesse almost getting arrested playing frisbee golf after this, too.
I saw you downstairs while I was parking your butt on the
Oh, it's like how many?
I had no butt. So
how many people can we fit into one shitty hotel room with peeling wallpaper? All right, Aaron. So last night you're out with the bad moms.
Yeah, I'm hammered.
Yeah,
so my best friend was at a bachelorette party, and the bachelorette party ended up around the corner from my house. So Harper and I went to the bachelorette party, took some shots.
Harper and you
shoot.
No, she didn't. She just got it later through my breast milk. And then I went home. And Chris came home.
If we
and
ever
I said,
get divorced,
okay,
I'm keeping all this for fucking
yeah, I said,
exactly.
Bye.
You know, you're saying this on like public information, whatever.
It's fine.
You just get in line for the lawsuits.
Yes, I promise I'm a good mom. So we go out. We drink. I think I blacked out. I know I definitely blacked out.
Yeah, I blacked out. Yeah. I blacked out, yeah. Then I had to go home to breastfeed.
Pretty much. So there came a point where I was like, I gotta go. I can't anymore. I can't drink any more beer.
This was 11:30.
Yeah.
At 11:30 at night.
Done. So I walked my butt to across the street to Pizza Press. I don't know what I ordered on the pizza, but apparently it was good because I ate half of it at Pizza Press by myself while I was waiting for the Uber. Like, I was the drunk girl in Pizza Press eating pizza by herself.
Okay, but you know, a lot of people are, like, super anti, you can't drink when you're breastfeeding, but I see you having a beer or two.
Yeah.
And you say it helps you produce milk.
There's some theories that beer does help produce breast milk, like a wheat beer, but it's really not true. But that said, it's trace amounts of alcohol that actually gets into your breast milk. So it's like... Oh, do you want the microphone? Okay. But yeah, trace amounts of it anyway. So the theory is that if you're sober enough to drive, you're sober enough to breastfeed.
But you have a high alcohol you know, whatever.
I have a high tolerance.
Little baby Harper is going to be the youngest person to ever have to enroll into AA.
She's doing all right.
She's doing all right.
She's doing all right. She's going to sleep right now.
So you went out. Left Chris with the baby.
Yeah.
Got schmammered.
Oh, beyond. Yeah.
Beyond.
Dude, she came home last night, and it was like the conversation we're having. I'm like, ooh.
It's all coming back to me in pieces. Like, when he said we went to church, I legit
remember. Wait. You didn't remember?
No. I was told that we had to leave. So, at 3 a.m. on one of the cable channels, there was a mass, and she made us watch it.
I was like, wait, look, it's mass.
Wait, you were so drunk you were making him watch Catholic mass on
Catholic
TV?
Yeah, Catholic mass on the Catholic channel.
There's a Catholic channel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
there they
Vegas.
Are. Troublemakers.
Wait, we got more people coming in?
More
yeah.
People. Oh, what's up? Oh, shit, this is turning into a party. I feel like I need to do a magic trick or either whip my dick out, one of the two.
Magic trick. Yeah, you can keep the Jimmy in your shorts.
I prefer magic tricks.
Hold on, let me zoom this back. Yeah, this is a horrible idea. Did anybody bring water? Because I'm dehydrated as fuck. There's that's for sure.
Oh.
Yeah, hey, you I need a beer. Who's got a beer?
Oh, hey, he's got water. Right on.
There's a bottle of water in the stroller.
He's got Stella. Oh, man, we got beer and water coming in. This is, like, awesome.
There you go, Jake. You got it.
I'm so dehydrated from yesterday. In the stroller, wherever they move the stroller.
All right, so what were we doing the show about? Nobody's paying attention anyways.
We were talking about LARPing, and then we were talking about, like, the first date falling on our butt.
And then me being a lush.
We're ever done with the biggest odd.
And then Aaron getting shmammered.
Yeah.
Shmammalama ding dong.
This might be the shittiest show I've ever done with the biggest audience that's in person. I'm pretty sure of that.
Maddie, it's okay, Maddie.
Okay, sweetie.
What was that?
I think the camera's crooked.
Oh, of course it's crooked. This is a shit show. I can see it from here that it's crooked. It's like Alice
it's part
in Wonderland.
Of the allure.
All right, and 90 fix
We've
it.
Gone down the rabbit hole, literally.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the camera was crooked as hell. I can say hell in front of a kid, right?
You can sure. say anything okay. you want. She knows better than to say those words on her own.
Who cusses more, your mom or your dad?
I don't Ooh. Even know. Yeah, this is like, perfect.
Who,
Let's ask all the kids back
wait,
questions.
Who do you like more, your mom or your dad? Okay, hold on. What's a place that you want to go? Like a place that you would like to go, just a random place. It could be Paris, France. It could be Disneyland, China, where they have noodle churros and shit. Where do you want to go?
sorry, my voice.
Oh, yeah, get your voice together, Miss Professional. Where's a place that you'd like to go?
I think I really want to go to Florida Disneyland.
All right, you want to go to Disney World. Okay. Now, hypothetically, okay, I give you two tickets to go to Disney World. One for you and one for one of your parents.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, this is fucked up.
Thanks, Jake.
which parent do you take? And you have to choose one because you want to go to Florida. You want to go to Disney World.
And
you have a ticket for yourself.
Right? Like hotel, everything.
Everything.
Right?
Everything. Food.
Fast
everything.
Passes. Fast passes.
Everything. It's you and you have to take one of your parents to go with you to Disney World. I love how these two are looking at her. Like, oh my God, what is she going to do? Which parent do you take?
I think because me and my father never really get to do anything together. Maybe
Aww.
Me and my dad.
Oh,
dad wins. Dad wins. Well,
no, have
that
fun in Florida.
Was, like, the sweetest answer ever. Like,
yeah, I mean, I don't think I could ever handle having a daughter. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Thanks.
Well, that's all you.
My friend always used to say, once you have a daughter, you have to start worrying about all the boys.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I was told too, but totally different sentence. But
yeah. I don't think I could do it. I mean, I love my boys. I really do. I've had some nieces that I was pretty close with, but if I had an actual daughter, I would probably end up killing somebody.
It can be challenging.
I bet it could be. Man, yeah. Now I feel weird because there's a bunch of underage people hanging out at midnight in a hotel room listening to this shit show.
Hey, Kevin Spacey, keep it down.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'm sure there's something illegal about anything I'm talking about. Kevin Spacey.
Can we talk about that? That's
yeah,
fucking
yeah,
weird.
Okay, okay. Kevin Spacey. So, he gets to get, who is the guy he got accused with?
I don't know.
It was some,
I was just so bad because like, Kaiser Soze is my favorite movie character of all time.
Okay, but it was some young dude that Kevin Spacey got accused with. The dude accused him of saying that he kind of, oh man, I can't even.
Well, like it was like a weird like back this. Massage like with penetration. Like it was like a totally like weird, like a weird like thing. Like,
go, hold on,
wait, you gotta set this up. I'm so confused.
Have you not heard this yet?
No.
You know who Kevin Spacey is, right?
Yes.
Like Kaiser Soze.
Yes.
Like, that's my favorite movie character of all time.
Wait, what's I'm Kaiser Soze? What's
okay,
that from?
Okay, so there's this movie, The Usual Suspects. Anyone ever seen Usual
oh,
Suspects?
Oh, you know what? The Usual Suspects? I've never seen it.
Oh, it's like the best movie ever.
Then you can't give it away if Jake hasn't seen it.
Yeah.
I know it's got like a crazy, trippy ending, but I've never seen it. Anthony Rep?
Yes,
yeah,
Anthony Rep.
Yeah, it was a back massage with penetration. Is that he was accused of?
Okay, hold on. How can you classify it as a man?
It's okay, Jake. Don't worry about it.
No, not gonna do it. So, anyways, what's your favorite television show?
Kevin Spacey. Ever work again.
Kevin Spacey. Yeah, and he came up with the.
Well, he claimed that I touched the guy because I was.
Because
guys.
Well, no, he said he was
drunk.
No, he said he didn't remember the incident at all.
It says right here, Spacey, then age 26, is alleged to have invited.
Hold on, say that again.
Spacey, then age 26, is allegedly to have invited Rapp to his New York apartment for a party before picking him up, placing him on his bed when the party had finished. Rapp, now 46, claimed Spacey then climbed on top of him and made sexual advances before he managed to wriggle free.
Wriggle. Yeah, whenever wiggle free is part of the accusation, that's not good. It's just
anytime
not good.
Anytime you have to wriggle, it's like, ooh.
Yeah, what I heard was like that Kevin Spacey's defense, was that he didn't remember anything. He was too drunk.
But he said like four other people come out. Well, his apology is really weird. Did you read his apology? His apology is literally I was so fucked up, I didn't remember, but if I did it, I'm sorry.
Yeah. But that's like the best defense ever. I mean, I'm not saying I justify what he did, but I'm saying that if you're going to have a defense, it's like, oh, I don't remember it, but if I did, I'm sorry because I was drunk.
Yeah, but the problem is that when there's like seven other people that start accusing him of it, we're like.
So other people have started to come out. Oh, so yeah. He's totally in like Harvey Weinstein type bullshit
right
now. Oh,
yeah, molesting kids. Like, that's where he's at right now. Like young adults.
Was he in a social club? Was he in the Big Bad Wolves? What? Did I say that out loud?
He was part of Dark Side Elite.
Oh, people are getting really fucked up in here. So for real. So people are coming out that with the kids are saying that he was messing with kids.
Yeah, and the problem is that like he's playing the card that like instead of being a pedophile, I'm in the guys, and that's why I touched them, and that is a
yeah. But
rough...
these people were underage, right?
Yeah.
And so then Kevin Spacey came out and said that he's gay.
But wasn't the kid 26 years old when he accidentally massage penetrated?
No, accidentally.
He is now,
on,
but
on,
he was 14
on.
When he said it
hold
happened.
On. You know how many times I've tried to accidentally penetrate Missy up the ass, and it just doesn't happen. No matter how drunk she is, there's no accidental penetration going
She's
on.
She's a wiggler.
She's definitely a wiggler.
To you, up one point.
Yeah. There's no accidental oopsie poopsie. No, it ain't happening.
We've heard about the hot sauce incident. So
I'm not even talking about the hot sauce incident because that's last time I talked about the hot sauce incident, I was really drunk and I probably should have kept my mouth shut because that was just a messed up conversation to have. And there's shit. I'm already getting lawsued from one dude and I got a fur guy and I got all kinds of weird shit. I don't even need to talk any shit in front of these kids. What were you saying, Chris? I don't know either.
Wriggling. Yeah.
wiggle.
Kevin Spacey, the guy came out and said, and then he said that because he was gay, he touched boys, and then...
Well, yeah, well, the crazy part is like, since you guys have been on there last time, like, Weinstein's gotten way worse. Like, way worse. Harvey Weinstein, like, he has now, like, what? Hundreds of accusers, sounds
oh,
like?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you know, when the Weinstein thing first came out, like, I read some of the shit, and I sound like a complete dick. What did I say? Did I say oogie boogie?
No, you were talking to the beer, but that goes to the microphone.
Was I? No, I was popping.
Yeah, that was fucking awesome.
I was popping the lid. I was. Oh, was I? Hold on. I get. Hold on. Let me do my show from here. I'm just going to do my show from here. It's way better. Okay. Yeah, when the Harvey Weinstein... Well, you know what? It's kind of confusing. They both feel the same. One's black and phallic, and this is
that's
green
what she
and phallic.
Said.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Whatever. No, but when the Harvey Weinstein shit first came out, I'm like, you know, the original shit that I was seeing, it wasn't... Legally, it wasn't rape. Now, okay. was it being dirty and a perv?
Yes. My first reaction, and as wrong as it was with Weinstein, is like, well... He offered a position, and he took advantage of the position. Like, he can't be that good.
He played his cards.
Yeah. And now you look at it, you're like...
Oh, he's a dirty motherfucker.
Yeah, like you had, like, that gut reaction. You're just like, well, there's, like, 35 of them now. You're just like, Yeah, it's like kind of like the Bill Cosby thing. Like when I first heard about the Bill Cosby thing, I'm like, he can't be that bad. And then all of a sudden you're like,
J-E-L-L-O?
Yeah, it's the Jello's jiggling. Like it's...
Yeah, I know. And so Harvey Weinstein and a bunch of other people are coming out, and it just is...
This is such a shit show, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know why I'm trying to do a show. I'm drunk and I'm still drinking, and this is supposed to be 10 minutes of me just saying that you guys got to get out, yeah. Got to get your kid to school and all the other kind of stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sure. Don't mention me any lawsuits, any that stuff. Yeah, it's good. See you. See you.
See you later. Is there any way I can get my parking validated?
Parking? Are you parked here at the hotel? Why didn't you park at Toy Story? It's right next door.
I ain't trying to walk.
It's right next door. We're right next door to Toy Story parking.
What the fuck you said about the hotel? It's right next door to Pizza Press. Fuck no.
Disney boxes, half a mile.
Yeah, right?
All right, how long have we been going? Can we just end this now?
Wait, here. I got something we can do.
What do you got, Chris? Yes. No way he's paying attention. We're not even doing a show. This is just total madness. This is just the most...
I can hear you, but I can't hear you.
I know nobody can hear me. This is the most fucked up, like, even attempt to even remotely... I love how they brought their wedding pictures off of their wall.
Yes.
Because I was That's cracking great. On it.
It's pretty fucking awesome, actually.
Chris, did you see this shit?
Yeah, I totally saw it. I walked in, I was like, oh, fuck. I remember the rabbits one time went to...
Medieval Times.
Oh, hold on. Oh, my God. You guys were... hold on. Hold on. I don't even know where...
Wait, Aaron.
Hold on.
Was that with the rabbits or with our friends who went to Medieval Times at one time?
That was not us.
Yeah, because we got a ton of trouble there. Rufio. We named the...
Yeah, you guys are definitely goth as fuck.
Who was it?
It's amazing what one beer can do to Chris, huh?
That's amazing.
That's
why right there.
Out by herself.
All right, see you guys. Have fun at school tomorrow. Right? All right. I'm pretty sure hotel security is going to show up at any time. Yeah, bunch of dead air. Oh, man. I'm just ready for a nap.
I need a drink.
Has anybody been reading the comments?
No.
You won't do it. What is Joe saying you won't do it? I guarantee we will. Oh, hold on. Let me turn the volume down. Anthony Rapp. Anthony Rapp is the guy I guess we already said that. Yeah, this show's done.
What?
Exactly. No, Kevin Spacey. Anthony Rapp was the kid that he accidentally slipped in his asshole. Are all the kids gone? No. Okay, I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Now, you heard about Texas Day. Like, how bad was that today, by the way?
Texas? What happened in Texas?
The mass shooting in the church?
Oh, yeah, at the church or something, right?
Did you hear about this, Jake?
No, I've been working all day. What happened in church?
Okay, so there was a kid, he was like 23.
I didn't hear the story, I just heard like...
26, walked into a Baptist church in Texas with an AR, mm-hmm. and just lit it up.
How many people?
25
dead?
Yeah, 25 hurt.
Today, in a church in Texas.
Yeah.
Well, way to bring down the mood around here. Fuck. No, I did not hear about that. I was busy working at a church all day today. So,
well, that's kind of the whole thing about that. It's like it's so polarizing now. Like with everything that's going on, like you know, it's like what do we do with all this stuff? Like it's talking about Eddie about it earlier. Like it's like how do you train cops for it? How do you prepare for it? Like, what is the repercussions of it? It's, like, crazy. And so this guy ran, and the FBI killed him in a high-speed chase, which is kind of crazy. So a little different, like, ending to the whole thing.
Some of those outrageous acts like that of just extreme craziness, it's hard to stop it. You know what I mean? I don't think no matter how well the police officers in that county and city are trained, it's not going to do anything.
It's just one of those weird things. It's like, you know, people talk about, like, with Texas alone, it's like open carry, and it's like they thought like that something like that.
Yeah, you would think that, oh, okay, it's an open carry state. Somebody in the congregation is going to have a gun on them. Somebody tries to pull that shit, they're going to blow them away before they can do that much damage. But yeah, I don't know. That's definitely sad. It's definitely a tragedy, and I don't know how exactly you do stop it. I don't know what the answer is to these random acts of just assholeness.
Yeah, I don't think it's a discussion now. I just think that we bring it up and talk about it for a second. Like, that's kind of...
Yeah. I don't know. It's one of those things where, you know, it's not one of those conversations I like to have on the fly because I don't have a... I don't know what to do. I don't know what the silver bullet is. I don't know what the answer is. You know what I mean? Does something need to be done? Maybe. You know, of course, no. You know, the thing is, nobody wants to see shit like this happening. But at the same time, you have a guy going into a building like that doing this kind of shit. Of, you know, he was already breaking, I'm sure, a ton of laws, doing what he did, obviously, and throwing 10 more laws on the books wouldn't have changed a thing about it. Because when it comes to like gun control and stuff like that, you know, the only people that are going to obey the laws are law-abiding citizens, but the criminals are always going to do crazy, insane shit. So how do you stop a crazy, insane criminal from doing that kind of stuff? And it's a tough argument. It's a tough conversation. It's a tough debate. So, and I don't have an answer for it. I really don't. You know what I mean? But I see at the same time when you're talking about a state like Texas, you would have hoped that somebody, you know, it's open carry. But I know people aren't rolling into church with their freaking, you know, 45 just strapped to their belt on the side of their Sunday suit. But you would have thought, oh, well, it's an open carry state. You know, somebody that was carrying should have put it into it.
People don't expect that to happen there.
In Texas. No, you don't. You don't expect that to happen in a place like Texas. Because it is pretty gun friendly,
and the only reason we're going to because it's relevant to today, and like if this is going out today, we kind of have to talk about what happened today, kind of a thing.
Yeah, well, I had no idea what happened today till you told me. So it shows how much I'm up on the news. No, but seriously, I've been working since early this morning. I haven't flipped on the news. I haven't done anything. So 25 people—that's a massive amount. Is that the largest amount of people shot in like a religious gathering, like at a church?
It is. And the sad part was the pastor of the church came out and he wasn't there and his wife wasn't there. Unfortunately, his daughter was killed.
Oh no!
Yeah, it's been a pretty rough story. And like,
wow.
And they don't.
So we had the church shooting just the other day with an AR.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, that's a hot topic because you're talking about an assault rifle and stuff like that. Yes. Then we had the guy in a truck in New York.
Yeah, and it's no fun to talk about. Let me be honest. Like, it's not. Like, let's...
And how many people were hurt in that New York with the guy...
Right?
With the guy in the rental truck, you know, rampaging through the...
No, we're talking about New York.
Oh, you're going to be one of my asshole listeners that starts snoozing in the comments when we're talking about dead people? You dick.
Change the subject.
This is so fucking depressing. I want to cut myself.
So there's a man's
LuLaRoe day. Let's make it 27.
I don't even know how to cut myself, but if I knew how, I would.
Down. Oh, shit.
That LuLaRoe men's day.
Okay, yeah.
Wait, what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Lula men's day. Who's participating in that?
Oh, yes.
All right, hold on. What they want to do... They want us to have a Disneyland social club.
All of a sudden, it's a Jake's.
What?
Eddie said it's not my fucking event. All of a sudden, Eddie said it's a Jake's thing.
It is not a Jake's thing. But what they want to do.
I want to think it's more like a Sons of Anakin co-host with the White Rabbits.
All right. What they want to do is they want to have a men's legging day at the park. A men's legging thing? And you can match with your partner.
So,
like Angel? It's
like, so, like, Chris, you would have to borrow one of your wife's LuLaRoe leggings, and you guys are both going to be wearing leggings that day.
I don't think I have a problem with that.
It's just the men.
No, it's the women.
It's matching couples. So Maverick, you can't even do it unless you take something up from the.
Jake, real quick. Yo. Did you hear about Jesse almost getting busted by the cops drinking, playing frisbee golf the other day?
Hold on, Jesse. Yo. Okay, I saw you pound that bottle of Mad Dog 2020.
Yeah, here we go.
On your Facebook, Instagram, etc. Yeah. And then you were pounding buzz balls.
Buzz balls, yeah.
And you're playing frisbee golf. Anybody can drink playing frisbee golf. So,
well, it's a drinking kind of sport, I guess. Yeah, you see a lot of hippies there too, little stoner guys there throwing. I mean,
hippies, it's like homeless dudes like living tents.
Same thing.
Bro, that's like what you're associating
hippies
with.
Hippies are homeless.
Right? Homeless hippie.
Yeah. All right. So you went out to play frisbee golf. Yeah. I saw you pound a whole bottle of Mad Dog 2020 orange, yep. Whatever.
You were so proud of that too.
Oh, that was good though. I've never had Mad Dog 2020 in my
life.
You've
never had it?
No, I never had it.
It tastes like.
I'll bring you one.
My white privilege got me the fuck out of Mad Dog.
It tastes like a spiked.
Orange juice.
No. Sunny D.
Sunny D.
Yeah,
Sunny
yeah, it's like a spiked Sunny D.
That's been left in the sun.
Well, like, does it have some does it have some burn to it?
I mean, huh?
No, it burns. Like, it tastes a little rotten.
It is. I suggest no matter what, always cold. As cold
always
as
cold.
You can get it. Is the best way
So I tune into Facebook, Instagram, whatever the other day, and all I do is I see this video of you. Yeah. Pounding a whole bottle of Mad Dog 2020 orange.
Yeah, bro, and it was like your
diary. And you're playing frisbee golf.
Yeah.
And then I saw you. Like,
I never saw him actually throw a frisbee, though. He said he
played
frisbee.
No, I didn't. Yeah.
But I never saw him actually throw a frisbee.
We played one round, and I was over it.
Now, do you ever play alts there?
Hey, wait a minute. So what happened with the cops showing up?
Oh, so... I don't know. So apparently,
what happened was, I'm here.
I don't know. Well, apparently, what had happened with the police? What had happened was, first of all, apparently there was a beer run at the corner liquor store. This is in
now. Explain what a beer run is.
So some guys ran in, grabbed some cases, and just ran out the door.
Yeah, they stole a bunch of beer.
No, so I was like thinking like, oh great, you know, like it's one of these guys over here. Well, so when the cops came to ask us questions, we're like, well, it wasn't us, and they're like, oh no, it wasn't you guys. It was two white guys. So we're like, what?
White guys don't do beer runs. White guys do beer runs.
They brought out the helicopter. Yeah, maybe a light skinned
helicopter over a 30 pack of beer.
It was a Mexican like.
Bro, it's Cerritos. That's all I got.
Yeah, this helicopter's flying at a cost of like $5,000 an hour.
Okay, over
a 30-pack of beer.
Where this park is, it's like pretty much adjacent to the
Cerritos Auto Square.
So, you know, all that whole area is covered with cameras and every intersection and all that. So they came out in force.
Over a beer run of somebody taking a 30-pack.
Two 30-packs, and they were searching hard. Helicopters, canine units in the park driving
it
up.
It probably costs $20,000 in taxpayer money. Yeah.
Well spent.
To go that's after all two 30-packs.
Yeah. If you've been to Streeters, that's all I got.
Yeah. As soon as they came out, I'm like, oh no, I started videotaping. I'm like, I'm not going to get shot.
Wait. So did you.
Bro, you were fucking shit face walking.
I didn't see the after videos, but after you pounded that bottle of Mad Dog 2020, yes.
Oh, I didn't see. And after
he's like seven,
they're on my Insta.
I'll look.
No, you were posting all day that day. Yeah. All I saw was the first one.
Yeah,
but were you? How buzzed were you after that?
I was a little buzzed. But I mean,
he was actually more upset that the video of him pounding one
the
of
buzz
those balls
yeah
didn't make it to Instagram.
It didn't make
I
it.
Was angry. So pissed. I was so mad. Yeah, because that's what killed me more. That Mad Dog, it was cold, so it went down fast. But that buzz ball got time to sit in the sun and got warm.
Oh, those are horrible too. Those are nasty. They're so bad.
And the video didn't make it. Huh?
And the video didn't make it. I was proud that I struggled through it. But the video didn't post, so I went to go look at my
phone. Have you had one, Jenny?
Maybe it saved. It didn't, so.
Oh, man. No. Yeah, those buzz balls.
Those buzz balls are
nasty
22%
cold.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
In that little ass thing.
It's like. It's the one Instagram that lets you post, right? Yeah.
Well, it's 22% like four, is like 40 proof.
It's like four.
44 proof.
It's like four or
and
five shots in one
good
little.
They're when they're cold.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Those buzz balls
barely,
can be
though.
Good when they're cold.
Barely.
But when they're warm, mm-mm. No, mm-hmm. They're terrible.
Yeah. So I those buzz balls are, I always say they're either the party starter, they'll get you a good jump into your night, or they're the party ender. If you take it too late in your night, you're done.
You're fucking done.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah, you've got to strategically plan when you're going to drink those. And it better not be the end of the middle. You never had one?
I guess
never had
a buzz ball. The next podcast is buzz balls and Matt.
Aaron, have you had a buzz ball? When did you have a buzz ball?
At the bad mom's night.
Hey, speaking of which, since we have like 20 people in a shitty hotel room with whatever, we are doing a our Friendsgiving on what date is it, Missy? November 19th or something? It's already going to be too late. So is it already past midnight?
They have like 45 minutes.
Okay, but at midnight
to turn in
tonight,
their money.
It ends. If you're not on the list, if you haven't paid to go to our Friendsgiving, you are out. So you have 45 minutes to pay up. You can either PayPal Tom at, I don't know what the fuck.
T-Bagstrom at yahoo.com.
T-Bags? Who the fuck gets an email with T-Bag on it?
Bags.
T-Bags?
Bags.
At Yahoo.
T-Bags. You know, these motherfuckers are going to be listening right now live, and they're going to be sending their money to like some gay stripper in Tucson. Right.
Send dick pics to T-Bags at...
Oh, and send dick pics to Mason. I'm going to say that just for Tom.
Oh, and in fact, I was talking to Mason tonight, and he was talking about all the dick pics that he's been getting.
Really?
He's been getting a ton of dick pics. And Lawrence, a.k.a. Lily?
Lily Rose.
Lily Rose, a.k.a. Lawrence...
has been killing it, huh?
Has been killing them with dick pics. Dick pics that Lily gets from straight men on Craigslist or some shit.
Yes, that's great.
Maverick, have you like done your part and send dick pics to Mason?
Mavi,
he's stingy with his dick pics.
Are you stingy with your dick pics too?
Do you have any good stories from Halloween Haunt that you can share on the podcast after just getting through that whole season?
No.
You want to tell us any stories about you and Alex?
Oh. No.
Missy.
I was
so sad, Missy, that you weren't there.
I wasn't at Sharky's, but fuck. I saw those videos.
Yeah, so last...
Wednesday?
Was it last Wednesday?
On a Wednesday.
Well, yeah, on a Wednesday.
Let Mavi tell his own story. Like,
Mav, tell us. Okay,
put it down. All right, Mavi. So last Wednesday, we're all hanging out at Sharky's Huntington Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I show up, and you were already having a good time. He was like hands over the head having a good time, like, woo! he was having that kind of a good time.
Raising the roof.
Raising the roof. He wasn't in a wet t-shirt, but he almost was. And I show up, and Mavi's on a good one. And the next thing I know, you're making out with Alex.
Yeah.
How did that happen? Who made the first move? That's what I want to know.
I honestly don't know. I think I did.
You think you did?
I think I did.
Yeah, because I heard that you were making out with everybody around that whole table, except me and Jesse and Eddie.
No, it was just mainly
Alex. I think he made out with Charles that night, didn't he?
Did he?
I don't remember. I don't know.
Oh, that's why your guys' face was so shiny with all that lip gloss. Okay.
No.
You did tell us you are a chubby dude. What, Maverick? You're not into black guys? Are you racist?
You like chubby dudes?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, Maverick. You're
like
not
dad bods.
You're not into. Wait a minute, Mavi.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
Oh, no.
Focus, Mavi-san. Wax on, whack off. You're not into black dudes? Or just your butthole's not into black dudes?
No. My preference isn't into black dudes.
What is your preference?
It's not.
No, Mavi, what is your preference?
I like Latino guys.
Latino?
Mm-hmm.
Latino? Do you say it like that? Latino?
Latino?
Hey, Alex?
Latino. So you're into Dodger fans?
Alejandro, yeah. Maybe.
The Doyers?
Doyers.
So you like them fit and muscular, so you have something to grab onto? No?
A little bit of both. I like my muscular and or, you know, dad bods.
Dad bod. Jesse, I think he just described you. Dodger fan with a dad bod.
Yeah. He's looking seductively this way over here.
I know.
I'm so thankful right now.
I like how Mavi's just laying on the bed and just sticking his ass out there just seeing who's going to grab it first. Unfortunately for you, Mavi, you've got it in Kimmy's face, and I don't think Kimmy's into your little Asian ass.
I mean, they, for those that were caught the makeout session, it was pretty intense.
It was.
There was some heat behind that. I don't know what was going on, but
because
that whole bar stopped for a second and just watched them like just get down.
No. Because Maverick and Alex were making out at the club, and it wasn't just a really quick just one time. It was multiple times over the night.
Multiple occasions.
Yeah, you were like a chick having multiple orgasms or face gasms or something.
It wasn't pecs. It was full on
tongue.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so
no Kevin Spacey.
They're definitely down for the struggle cuddle. Hey, have you talked to
like a month and a half? Month
to get baby. Hold on, Mavi. Yeah. Have you talked to Alex since then?
No.
No, not at all.
We both agreed that nothing more will come into what just happened.
Wait, hold on. But what happened at the Denny's bathroom? Did anything happen in that Denny's restroom?
Yeah, I threw up.
Oh, okay, all right, good. I don't know.
Oh, the battery died.
Yeah, the battery died on Chris's mic. All right, so
here's another one.
You gotta take this one if you want.
What are you talking about? Denny's bathroom. What happened in Denny's bathroom?
Nothing.
They both went in at the same
bathroom.
Time. No, I'm just saying. I didn't want to go in and check on them, but
you guys both went into the bathroom, single stall.
I went to the bathroom to puke, and then I came out.
One came out smiling, the other one came out in pain. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. I never puked and had a smile when I came out of the restroom. I don't know.
Were you able to sit down the next day?
So, Matt, you got like a month to get laid or some shit?
What do you mean a month to get laid? He's trying to get laid before the end of 2000 whatever we're in.
I don't know.
17?
I think the Browns will win a Super Bowl before Mavic gets laid.
Well, can I put you up as a benefit? Can I put because we did this thing where, like, you know, patrons of the show, if you get a dollar a month, you know, great, thank you very much, you're awesome. If you give $5 a month, there's a whole thing on Podbean or whatever, and we have it up to, like, you know, if you give like $150 a month, we'll try to get you laid and shit. But I want to know if I can actually make you a bonus, like if somebody gives like $1,000 a month that they can actually, you know.
Are we selling off his gay virginity? Is that what's going
on? Oh, I'm pretty sure this is illegal.
Yeah.
And it's man whoring.
We're going to have to funnel this podcast through like Libya or something.
No, we're going to funnel.
Whatever the hell is allowed.
Yeah, we're going to funnel this podcast right through Maverick's ass.
Yeah.
Fuck. I don't know. How long have we been going? What time is it? God damn it. It's 11. It's what time 11, did we start? 22. 10?
But did you know that we have a thing with Mav that he has to be laid before the end of this year?
Okay, so there's a deal out there, Miss. You're saying that, Mav, why do you have to get laid before the end of this year?
Yes. This was discussed, yes. It has to be.
He knows this.
Hold on. Who did you make this deal with?
Us.
Who's us? Ginny and Missy? What are they going to do? Kick you in the shins if you don't get laid?
He said if he doesn't get laid by the end of the year, he'll turn into his patches.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Now you're putting pressure on him.
That's the point.
Wait a minute. So you have a deal.
He needs some kind of pressure.
You have a deal with Ginny and Missy that you will get laid by the end of the year.
By the end of the year, yeah.
Well, you're getting pretty fucking close.
Right, ma'am?
He told you to stop me. I mean, stop.
I know. No.
I mean, I'll give you my curling iron and I'll just go buy a new one.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Oh, hey. Oh, my God. You guys didn't hear that on the show, but it was really dirty.
Trying to straighten the butt hairs out?
But why do you even care, man? Why do you care about what two midgets, Missy and Ginny, say and having a deal about you getting laid?
At this point, I really don't care anymore. Like,
you don't care anymore?
As in, like,
we did.
Wait,
what y'all doing on Tinder?
Texting for him.
Miss, you can't be yelling in the room if you're not in a mic because it's, you know, fucking up the show.
Craigslist? You tried Craigslist?
Backpage.
Backpage.
I still have Grindr, dude.
You still have Grindr?
Yeah.
Hold on.
How about we do it for you right now?
Do what for him right now?
We're not going to do whatever.
I got to sleep in here tonight. I don't want to watch Maverick get fucked in the same room that I'm sleeping in. I'm sure somebody in here would fuck him. I don't know who.
I'm saying we're getting on Grindr for him acting like him so he can get laid.
Hey, Mavi, get on Grindr and tell him you're ready to rock. And tell him the hotel room. And just have him come up here. I would have like horny gay dudes knocking on my door all night long.
You can live action role play too.
You can LARP.
The blinking red light, you're good.
Yeah, yeah. No. But the grinder motherfuckers have it down because it's like, hey Maverick, doesn't it go by location? Like you can say, hey, I want to fuck right now.
Come on, I saw it on there.
Oh wow.
Have Maverick describe what he wants out of the guy.
He basically described Jesse. Is that what he wants?
Oh yeah, he said Latino. I'm like, goddamn.
A Latino with a dad bod.
Yeah, you screwed Jesse.
And a penchant for Mad Dog 2020.
If that's not motivation to work out.
Yeah,
and you're drinking a Bud Light.
No. But Grindr for real, Grindr.
The sad thing is though, is I'm going through the pictures and I'm like.
I told you.
No,
it's harder.
But what's Mav's type?
Give me. Name.
We already talked about a type.
Go.
His type is Jesse.
Like, yeah,
I just said it.
Latino.
Latinos with a dad bod, aka Jesse.
Oh, you want a guy with a beard?
Eddie's not a thing though. Eddie's a person.
Someone that looks. Oh, look at Eddie. Look at Eddie being all daddy with that baby. Maverick, how's it make
is
you feel?
Is that attractive?
What?
Eddie with a baby.
You said you're into dad bods. That's pretty dadly.
I mean, yeah.
So he likes the dad bod.
Yeah, he likes the dad bod.
I found one.
You found one on Grindr? What about what options do you have?
Instant match. Staying two doors down.
Miss, you found somebody on Grindr? Because I know.
No.
But he definitely has a dad bod.
Oh, no. Shit.
What the hell is that? Sorrow?
What the fuck?
Hold on.
No.
Wait a minute. Don't be clicking on Grindr dudes and send them to my hotel room. I do want to get some. Oh, that guy's dad bod as fuck. You know what he looks like? Let's cuddle. Oh, fuck that. He looks like the dad dinosaur from that show that was on TV with the little dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah, that's it. Not he looks the like the dad, yeah. Not the mama. Yeah, that's exactly it.
Okay, how about this one? It just says Latino.
Oh, everything you wanted, Mav. Latino.
You can't be picky, Maverick.
I'm picky.
He doesn't have a beard.
Month and a half.
There's Mavie, no beard.
Mavie, there comes a point where you're being too picky. How old are you?
27.
Mav, I'm sure his dick isn't that big. It won't hurt.
Hold on. You're 27. You're gay. You're on Grindr, and you're a virgin, right? Since I talked to you last, you're still a virgin? All right. Yeah, you got to loosen up. And I'm not talking about your asshole. You just got to loosen up in general because you're 27. You're a virgin.
Maybe he has
to. It's time to rock and roll. Maybe you what?
Maybe he has to start out at Sharky's because he didn't seem too picky that night.
No. He was going to the bottom of the barrel with Alex Galvez. So, yeah, his standards definitely dropped. Anyways,
right?
What time is it? What the fuck are we doing, man? What kind of fuckery is this?
The sad part is we don't even have any alcohol.
No, I've got a Stella. I've got a Stella right here that I've been drinking.
I. It's okay.
For free.
Wonderland. It's 11:30 at night. Nobody's listening to this show anyways.
Anyone want water?
Oh, we got tall can of Bud Light. Auction it off.
I'm good.
No one wants water?
Hey, Mavi, we call that a starter can. You ready? Never mind. I'm not even going to go there.
No. Still got
miners in the room.
No, seriously, Mav, like you have a month and a half. You can't be that picky. Like a little bit picky, I get it.
Okay, hold on. So you guys really have a bet with him that he has to get laid before the end of the month.
Wait, what?
But if he loses, what happens?
Or aren't the whoa.
Hold on. Whoa, you guys are on Grindr getting way too crazy.
Oh.
That's aggressive.
Yeah.
It's real aggressive.
That's too much for his first.
Yeah.
Everybody's on
He's like the guy like let's cuddle.
No.
Everybody's on Maverick's Grindr account just like sending
safe.
Messages to dudes and stuff.
What does that mean?
Like just a nipple
mile
shot.
Two.
Oh my god, what's going on?
What the fuck?
What is this?
Oh wow.
What is
that,
human centipede?
Oh god, human centipede.
Maybe it's like
I know, right? I don't know.
All right.
What?
It's time to wrap this up. What time is it, Miss? How long have we been on? This is supposed to be a 5-minute show about us saying that we're not going to do a show. We've been on for like an hour and a half, right? Okay. Well, it's time to wrap this up.
Please. We're gonna be. I gotta get the fuck out of this room before all of Maverick's grinder dates start showing up in my hotel room. It's gonna be funny. You're really gonna have some of these grinder fuckers showing up because I know they've got like a heat seeking dick app where it just sends you the nearest asshole.
Answer any more knocks on the door.
Yeah, the next knock on the door is definitely going to be a gay dude wanting Mavi's ass.
I really feel like we should bring one here and see what he reacts.
No, All right, first off, some gay dude shows up in the middle of the night.
It's literally like three girls and 20 guys.
Because
in this
it's
room.
Like a total booty call. It's a total booty call. And he's going to show up and open up the door, and there's like 25 people in the hotel room.
And he's
it's
like,
going to be
this
a little
is
awkward.
Some kinky ass shit.
Or he's just going to drop his keys at the door. And
hey, Mav, if some dude showed up tonight, no, I don't even want to see that shit. I don't, no, I'm out. All right, it's been fun. It's been real. Everybody's here, but, you know, when we're having nights like this, it just, I don't know. It's like Maverick's sex life. It's just frustrating and it goes nowhere. And,
ouch.
What?
Damn. And that one over here.
This is why you have to get laid already, Maverick. All
right, fine. I'll get laid. It's like a...
Yeah, and so, you know, it comes a time where you can only do this for about an hour and a half, then we want to all go out and have a cigarette. So, I know this was probably the shittiest show that we've ever done, but lots of love to everybody that came out to hang out.
Can't even tie his shoes.
And we're going to knock this out and call it a night. Later.
I don't want nobody else to ever love me. Girl, you are my shining star, my garden, my love fantasy. And I mean it, hour, day or night, that I don't love you. You're at the top of my list, cause I'm always thinking of you. I still remember in the day when I was scared to touch you. I was reminded, dreaming, planning how to say.